Ladies and gentlemen, the Cajun Country Revival. And now in the studio is Nadine Landry from Whitehorse. Welcome, Nadine.
Thank you.
So great to have you here. And Sammy Lind, also from Whitehorse now, right?
That's true.
Good to see you, Sammy. And Joelle Savoie from Eunice, Louisiana. Welcome, you guys. Woo. So what brings you guys to Juneau at this time of year?
We got invited to play the Anchorage Folk Festival next week with along with Sammy and Nadine's band, the Foghorn String Band. Jesse Leger and I were going to be joining them. And so Sammy and Nadine wanted to come down to Juneau and add on some extra time we could spend together playing gigs. So we booked two nights at the Alaskan Hotel downtown tonight and tomorrow night.
Absolutely. It's Friday night and Saturday night at the Alaskan. What time do you guys think you're going to start?
I think the show starts at 10 p.m.
All right. Tell me a little bit about how the three of you met and how this collaboration all began. You guys have lots of roots and with lots of different bands. Tell me how this one came together.
Well, I met Joelle at the American Festival of Fiddle Tunes in Port Townsend, Washington. Foghorn had been going there for years and met Joelle there. And then Caleb, our bandmate in the Foghorn String Band, he has a country band that was playing in Seattle. And then Jesse and Joelle came and we did a double bill that ended up being like the two bands squished together and played all night and had a blast. And we thought, geez, we should do that more often.
Yeah, so like, yeah, we did a double bill with, I guess, Caleb's band, right? And instead of like taking two different band sets or something, we all just stood on stage and kind of took turns and played together and mishmashed it up, I guess.
I see. And so let's see, you guys all have a very diverse background in music, right? Sammy, tell us a little bit about yours.
Well, I grew up in Minnesota. Luckily, in a household where especially my father is a big Doc Watson fan and Norman Blake fan, so I got to hear a lot of that great kind of real rooted flat picking guitar sound growing up and that kind of thing. And I really got into trying to play like that, trying to be Doc Watson. And then I just sort of went further back in the history of the music and found old time music, really got into fiddle and old time banjo. And through that and, you know, starting a band, I guess, in the 2000, the Foghorn String Band, ended up running across Dirk Powell, and he's a fantastic old-time and Cajun musician, and went out on the road a few times with his Cajun band that he's playing with at the time, Belfa Toujours, and played some bass with them and a little bit of fiddle, and just fell in love with Cajun music, too. And that's how I ended up running across Joelle down there and backing them up at your Mardi Gras when no one else could be the backup band and that kind of thing.
Was it a stretch to go from old time to Cajun music?
It really wasn't. And it wasn't super intentional either. I just really fell in love with the music and listened to it so much where to the point, I mean, I didn't like just come across it and all of a sudden try to start a Cajun band. It was sort of just, it took me so long to even try to, you know, bring out the fiddle and back it up. But that's one thing that's
I've always found. We drug him into it.
Yeah, well, I was found with Dirk and, you know, Courtney Granger, and especially with Joelle here, they've always been so supportive and so encouraging about other people joining in with their scene, basically, and always felt completely welcome and sort of went at it unabashedly, really just going full force into it. And, of course, having, you know, running across meeting Nadine and having someone who actually sings the stuff for real and not in kind of a fake French accent. She actually is Acadian herself.
Sammy got so into it that our accordion player wound up in the hospital, and we were like, Jesse Leger, who's supposed to be here, wound up in the hospital this week and won't make the gig tonight. And we were like, who are we going to get? Sammy, you got to play the accordion. And he's been working it for how long now on the accordion? A couple years or something?
Yeah, just a couple years.
He's like totally now Cajun, Mr. Cajun accordion player. And he sounds great. It's amazing. He's just like totally adapted.
So you are Acadian? Nadine?
We.
So a really interesting history there. Can you give us sort of Acadian 101 and how the Acadians got to Louisiana and came to be?
How much time we got?
Well,
briefly, the Acadians were people from France that established in the east part of Canada, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and were really isolated from the other French people that live near Montreal and that big French population. And the Acadians were just really neutral. They didn't want to take part in the war and all that. And then every battle, they would do a treaty, and then Acadia was changed hands between the French and the English like 10 times or something. And finally, in the 1750s, the English deported all the Acadians because they were scared that they would ally with the other people, but also they refused to pledge allegiance to the king.
They didn't want to fight against the French, I guess.
Yeah. And so they put like men and women and children on different ships and put them all alongside the east coast of the United States, some to England, to France, and some islands. And because France was still, or Louisiana was still a French territory, some Acadians went there by either by land or by sea, and some took a long time to make it there, and some escaped the deportation. And I think that's the thing with my ancestors, is that they just ran north and took refuge with the First Nation people, the Mi'kmaqs that lived on the East Coast. So there's, I don't know, tons and tons of Acadians all over the world now.
All over.
And so I suspect if your ancestors migrated north, Joel, your ancestors made it to Louisiana.
Yeah, eventually my ancestors made it out into the prairies of southwest Louisiana. This is about 100 miles from Texas and about 100 miles from the Gulf, so down in kind of the southwest corner of Louisiana. And there they found German immigrants, or eventually the German immigrants arrived there to farm rice, and they brought accordions with them. I'm assuming some of the Acadians had fiddles, or somehow they had fiddle music there. And also in Louisiana were a lot of slaves and a lot of African Americans who were allowed, unlike a lot of other states, to practice their original rituals and their songs and their music from their homelands in Louisiana. So out on the prairies of Louisiana where the accordion was, it wasn't in New Orleans, it wasn't in other places where the Germans were, where the Acadians were and the Germans were and these African Americans were, all of this music came together. And if you hear Acadian music today, it doesn't sound like Cajun music. It doesn't have that African-American influence.
Yeah, it's missing some elements.
It's missing some elements.
It's one of the elements, it's the French part that came from.
So Cajun music wouldn't be what it is today without those Acadians coming down to Louisiana and blending with all these other styles. But since then, it's just become this kind of thing that's associated with Louisiana exclusively, pretty much. It's a music in French, because still today you can go into stores and find people conversing in what they call Cajun French, which is just an archaic form of the French language, not that different from what they speak where Nadine's from.
Yeah, my grandparents, it's very close to the French. Like me, I speak differently, but I can hear it. And I think they can understand me too. So it's always so cool to go down to Louisiana and speak French.
I bet. And Joelle, every time I see your name, it seems to be associated with what they call the Cajun music revival. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that your parents were a big part of that culture and the bringing back of the music. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening to the music in this last century.
Well, in the 60s, Cajun music kind of caught the national spotlight. Several people from my area went to perform at the Newport Folk Festival. And at that time, people had no idea that there was this kind of indigenous music happening, and I'm referring to Cajun music, happening in Louisiana in another language, people that spoke another language. Those people in Newport had no idea what was happening when these old-timers sat up there with accordions and fiddles and sang in French, and they just went wild for it. And it sparked this kind of renaissance of the music throughout the country. And I was doing a phone interview today, and it's amazing how far the music has spread since then. There's Cajun bands all over the world. We have friends in most, in a lot of different countries that have Cajun bands there. It's all throughout the United States of America. My dad builds accordions, and he ships them all over the world, Japan and Germany and Denmark and pretty much everywhere you could think of, you know, and these accordions go out there and there's people playing to or playing Cajun music and coming to these dances that we go and play at. And it's kind of amazing to see what has happened with this, you know, and my folks definitely had a big part in it. My dad was the second person in Louisiana to start building the German style accordions that the Cajuns had grown so fond of. And he and my mom, along with Michael Doucet and a lot of other people of that older generation, just took this music around the world and kind of got it going. My dad traveled a lot with the Balfour Brothers in the early days, and they just kind of played this music, and people fell in love with it. And here we are in Alaska today, kind of still doing the same thing.
Well, that's great. You guys want to play another tune?
Sure. Yeah. We'll play you a song that Sammy and Nadine had as their, was it your first waltz at your wedding?
Yep.
It's called La Mienne pour tout le temps, You're Mine Forever.
A little bit about the waltz you just played.
Well, it's a really beautiful love song. A lot of the Cajun music is a lot of heartache, and you left me and come back, and it's your fault or it's my fault. But this one is just about love. And one thing I can tell you, I'm very happy that you'll be mine forever, is what they talk about.
And you and Sammy played that at your wedding, or danced to it at your wedding?
Yeah, yeah, our friend learned it, and then we had the first waltz, and it was really beautiful.
And how about you two? How did you two meet and start playing music together, Sammy and Nadine?
Well, we met right here in Juneau.
You did?
We did.
No kidding? When?
Well, 2003 is when we first met, but 2008 at the Pelican Boardwalk Boogie. Had a good time there.
And yeah, Foghorn was playing up at the Boardwalk Boogie. And our guitar player couldn't make it, so our old banjo player tried to sit in on guitar and do it because he couldn't play banjo anymore. He had a real bad hand problem. And he lasted about three tunes in the gig at the, I can't remember which bar it was.
The Brown Bar.
Or the other one, actually. Rosie's, that's right, Rosie's. We got on there, and he's like, you guys are playing too fast, I can't do it. Nadine was dancing up a storm in the front row and jumped up and played about 3 hours in that gig. And it's been in the band ever since,
yeah, that's
and
awesome.
We've been together ever since.
And now you tour in Whitehorse, and you have roots there too, Nadine, right? How's life in Whitehorse working out for you two?
Well, it's great. I've been living there since 2000. Visit an aunt that used to live there for 2 weeks, and I'm still there. And we're really excited. Sammy just got his permanent Canadian residency just in October, so now he's a full-on Yukoner, got the health card, he even got his driver's license a couple days ago, so hey. Got a Yukon man here.
Yeah, you betcha, yeah.
You guys are like neighbors now. This is really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
We're really excited. We love to come to Alaska and make the ties stronger between Yukon and Alaska musicians.
That's I'm trying to make
one of
move
our goal.
To Louisiana.
Nope. They're staying. They're staying. Okay, so speaking of Alaska, you're playing tonight, Friday, at the Alaskan Bar. Tomorrow, Saturday, at the Alaskan Bar. And then remind us where you're going from there.
So we're going to go up to Anchorage for a couple days, Sunday, Monday, and then we're going to be playing at Alice's Champagne Palace in Homer.
Oh, fun.
On Tuesday, which sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Got a lot of buddies in Homer, and they come down to Louisiana all the time, and I've never been there, so really looking forward to that. And then starting Wednesday, we'll be up in Anchorage. Foghorn's kicking off the second half of the festival, Wednesday night in Anchorage, and then we'll be doing Cajun and Old Time and all kind of different sets throughout the rest of the week.
I don't think it's legal to have that much fun at this time of the year up here. Juno,
I guess
Homer.
Y'all need a little escape or something, so they bring up all these different musicians this time of year, I guess so.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. It's going to be so fun at the Alaskan Homer. You guys are going to have a blast. And the Anchorage Folk Festival, it's really gaining energy up there. You guys are going to have a lot of fun, a lot of folks interested in that as well. Well, you guys want to take us out with one more song?
Yes, Sammy and I want to play you a fiddle set. This is the first part is an old waltz from Dennis McGee, which is kind of, it harkens back to the early days of Cajun music, maybe even before the accordion would have arrived on the scene, so probably pre-middle of the 19th century. It's called the Corville McGee Waltz, and then we'll finish up with another Dennis McGee one-step type tune. I think it's called Shamo. For some reason, they kept naming songs after camels in Louisiana. I don't know why, but here's the Corville McGee Waltz and the Shamo One Step.
Was the Cajun Country Revival. They'll be at the Alaskan Bar tonight and tomorrow, Alice's Champagne Palace in Homer on Tuesday, and at the Anchorage Folk Festival next weekend.